أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Ghaffar, the Forgiver. Such a beautiful attribute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, this is Surah number 20, Ayah 82 says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And more surely I am most forgiving to the one who repents and believes and does good, then continues to follow the right direction. Al-Ghaffar is the attribute derived from Ghafur and Ghafran, both which convey the meaning of veiling or hiding or concealing. Al-Ghaffar is the quality which manifests what is noble and hides what is disgraceful. It is Al-Ghaffar who forgives sins, who veils shortcomings, who wipes out sins by accepting one's tawbah. There are derivatives of this name which you will find, like Al-Ghafur, or you will find another derivative which is Al-Ghafir. And all these come from the same root word. In fact, you will find that the name occurs in the Quran more than 70 times. But possibly the most beautiful introduction or explanation of the name is in Surah Al-Mu'min, Surah number 40, Ayah 3. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals himself as Ghafir al-Dhamb wa Qabil al-Tawb Shadid al-Iqab Dhittawl La ilaha illa wa ilayhi al-Masir, the forgiver of faults, the acceptor of repentance, the one who is severe to punish, Lord of bounty, there is no God but He, to Him is the eventual return. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who exposes that which is good and beautiful and hides that which is ugly, the ugliness is sins. Repentance is the realization of an ugliness which is offensive to others as well as to oneself, together with an attempt to change the ugly thing, or at least to hide it. And it is Allah who accepts this repentance and forgives. If we're guilty of the disruption of harmony within ourselves and around ourselves, which is perhaps the greatest of sins, and we realize and we beg Him to help us not to do it again, if we ask with tears of shame and ask Al-Ghaffar for forgiveness, He will forgive us and also transform the sin into something that is beautiful. Just as we pray in Salah, a recommended prayer from Imam Zainul Abideen, Ya Muhsinu qad ataqa al-musi, O one who does ihsan, has come to you the sinner, fatajawaz an qabihi ma indi bi jamili ma indaka ya kareem, change what is evil, what is ugly in me, to what is beautiful in you. When we apply it to ourselves, we've got to look at some analogies. For example, when we sin, it is like one who has fallen into a sewer. And what's the first thing you do? You can't face others in that state, nor can you stand the stench yourself. So the first thing you will do is to wash and cleanse yourself. The soap and water with which to wash our interior, our inside, our nafs, is tawbah. And it's woe really to us if we do not see or smell the stench that fills our inner being when we do wrong. One who also understands Al-Ghaffar is one who prays for the forgiveness of his or her wrongdoing, having rectified it to the best of his or her ability. And a sign of having been forgiven is when you no longer commit the mistake that you previously made. Manifesting Al-Ghaffar is when one conceals the faults of others. Those who cover over the imperfections of a mu'min, and the reward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover their imperfections on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever forgives and hides the wrongdoing of another, Allah will forgive him and hide his sins on the day of Qiyamah. If you have compassion in your heart for those whom you see around you who need the compassion, And then you recite Ya Ghaffar 100 times after Salatul Jumu'ah on Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah forgive all your sins of the previous week. It is also said that whenever you feel anger quelling up in your heart, then if you remember and recite Ya Ghaffar continuously, inshallah the anger will subside.